This dunya is temporary. I know that this topic may seem obvious, and that whether we are rich Muslims or poor Muslims in this dunya, we really should know that whatever brings us closer to Allah has very little to do with the material world. And when I say this, it doesn't mean that money is not necessary in this world, but it is something that we should be using logistically, not in order to boost our ego or even spending it on luxuries. Getting comfortable in this dunya means getting uncomfortable in Jannah. To reach Jannah, you truly have to abandon all your possessions. There is no way around that. And there is also no way that you can be rich here in dunya and rich in Jannah. This is just an illusion and a lie of Shaitan. If you are rich here in earth, you're too comfortable to need Allah, because Shaitan has created a bit of comfort here in earth, comforts which pose as an obstacle at the time to go to pray or at the time of giving zakat. And you may ask how this is possible. Well, it is entirely possible to give monetary zakat to help others, but you are unable to do anything for your brother that is sitting beside you and ask you for help, because you think of yourself better than others. You may give thousands of dollars to the local masjid, but you treat your coworker like garbage. Then you're placing your heart here on earth and not realizing that dunya is temporary. Dunya is temporary. It is a reminder that we need constantly, because Shaitan and his army will be there at all times, making sure that we fall. They have nothing else to do. We must look at every aspect of our life with detail. It is in the details that we will make the difference. We must wake up, and the first thing we should do in the morning is to pray and read the Quran. If we have children, we must teach them. Anything else should be secondary. We should emphasize that this life is only worthy of living if we dedicate it to Allah. Otherwise, you would be dedicating it to the deceiver, which is Shaitan. It's tough in times like this to see things like this. And agnostics and non-believers may say, what type of God is Allah that he places here to test us? And he knew that Adam and the son of Adam would sin, and still he created us. And now in earth, our whole life is a test. Some non-believers may think that Allah is a sadist, that he enjoys to see people suffer, and ask, how could he allow all this to happen? How would he allow wars, famine, crime, corruption to rule over the world? The truth is that Allah and his creation is not a dictatorship. It is also not a democracy, and it cannot be compared to any type of government formed by human beings. Yes, human governments have some characteristics that resemble Allah's rule, but they are not, and they do not even come close. Let's first think, what type of God would Allah have been if his creation be given no free will? We would be following Allah just because he said so, without any reasoning or sense. He put us here on this dunya so we see with our eyes what comes from him and what does not, so we may choose wisely. What good would have been a creation that is forced to follow him? That would have been terrible, and it would have obliterated our reason of existence. If we as the creation cannot recognize the true God, then why even bother? Allah gives us choices all the time. It is the heart of the man that becomes corrupted by the lies and the illusion of this world. It is us who make this planet a good one or a bad one. Allah does not seek to destroy, mislead, or to harm mankind in any way. It is men who become possessed with the spirit of the Dajjal, the ones who have turned this world into the madness that it is today. One must look at the origin of this world and how Allah created us in the Eden, how everything was perfect and beautiful, and how we allowed ourselves to become persuaded by Iblis, the one who promised us to have the same wisdom and knowledge if we ate the prohibited fruit, and the promise that we would become gods. Humans failed for that false promise and sacrificed a perfect place for a false system of slavery in which Iblis is king today. Since humans were created, Iblis and his followers became envious of the humans because they are the new creation that Allah placed to reign over this world. Instead of seeing us like equals, they became jealous and since then decided that their goal would be to desecrate Allah's creation in earth and corrupt us so we may never reach Jannah. So let's think again before we judge. The truth is that Allah is not selfish. He gives us free will. Shaitan is the one who wants to take away that free will by deceiving us constantly, making us false promises and introducing us to fake systems in which we pretend to construct a heaven in earth. When it doesn't matter how hard we try, earth will never be heaven. A modern example of this would be transhumanism, the idea that humans can obtain transcendence through the use of modern technology. The idea that when we die, we might encapsulate our soul in a microchip and live eternally here on Earth. Look at the basis of this corrupt idea, the capitalization of heaven. First, making us think that there is no God, that we ourselves may become gods through transcendence, and that the only way to retain who we are and go to our fake heaven is by submitting to the system of transcendence. The truth is, we are allowed to live in this earth, but we must respect Allah and His creation. We cannot pretend to substitute Allah and then create our own heaven and creation, because as sinners that we are, absolutely everything will be used for the wrong purpose. Always, that person with the most resources will control everything and the rest will be crushed by the system. People will become more and more arrogant, thinking of themselves as gods and thinking that because they're rich here on earth, they can create their own little heaven and stay here for eternity. The prophecies in Islam and other religions are not myths, they are reality, and just because thousands of years have passed since when they were first written, it does not mean it is not going to happen. The truth will never change, and the truth is that there is only one God, and that God is Allah, and just as He created us out of mud, we will return to that state, and then we will be awakened for the day of judgment, where our final fate will be determined. As Muslims, we must remind ourselves every moment of our lives that this dunya is small, that it will come to pass, and that only those who persevere in the correct path will be able to see Allah and go to heaven. Every day, Shaitan is going to cause you anxiety over this dunya. He will always make you think that you're not rich enough and therefore not worthy enough. This will make you feel like you're garbage here on earth, and if you do not have the heart in the right place, you will become corrupted by following mindlessly the pursuits of this dunya and its riches, and will be always enticed in an eternal cycle of I gotta go to work and produce more and more money. Money is worth nothing. We only use it because of our inability to form a consensus and decide that we are no longer going to use it. Concentrated power has caused so much corruption in this world that we are being controlled by cartels of banks and corporations that follow the devil himself in every possible way. Those are the ones that have given shape to this dunya, the ones who have turned what was paradise here on earth to almost a living hell, where if one, to have money, has to strip others of money, creating a system that is not fair, that corrupts to the core, and that at some point it will self-implode. Being physically strong is worthless here in this dunya. One has to be mentally strong and spiritually strong. The warfare of Iblis is not physical, it is psychological. Constantly, we're being persuaded by the movie and the music industry that we're not pretty enough or rich enough, smart enough or good enough. Constantly, we're bombarded to commit sin, to enjoy that innocent beer, or to sing that song, or to fornicate with that beautiful woman or with that handsome man. Social media has been created with the lame excuse of keeping us in touch. However, it is being used every second from its existence to harvest what we like to create, experiences of gratification, and also to manipulate people in masses, make them react, and also make them commit sins in mass. Essentially, we have only two choices. Either we fill ourselves with the comforts and luxuries we can gather here in this life, or we live to serve the cause of Allah. But we cannot be both. There is only one correct way of living. However, there are many ways we can serve Allah. The best thing we can do is be conscious at all times of Allah's presence in our life, ask Him to guide us in the correct path, and no matter what we're doing in life or what is our profession, social or economic status, we must place Allah first at all times. We must not only give zakat in the form of money, but give zakat every day in our lives, by smiling to others, by putting a smile on someone's soul that has been depressed, by giving words of joy and hope to those that need it the most, by treating all around us as we would treat ourselves, and by replacing words of hatred and pride for those of love, empathy, and understanding. If we fail to do so, you only fool yourself into thinking that you are better than the rest, and you are doing as Iblis did when he thought of himself as a god and refused to kneel when Allah gave the order. Remember, even if it may not seem much, a little bit of pride here and there will separate you from Jannah. There is a very thin line between doing right from wrong. In becoming a winner that will enter Jannah or a loser that will obtain Jahannam. This is why great importance is placed on every detail of our lives. We must live and act with piety, talk with piety, and listen to others honestly. It is very easy to just do wrong to fit in a world that was just lended to us for a small period of time. But if you start living according to what Allah says, you will find that at the end, it was easier to do the right thing. You were just deceived into thinking that doing wrong was easier. Iblis spreads his spirit of laziness, so we may strive for little in this life and make nothing of ourselves other than chasing blindly the next piece of bread. This life is as real as a fiction novel, and this material world, for as real as it may seem, it only exists on our state of mind. The real life starts when we die in this world. We think of ourselves as being awake in this world, and then we die. We are believed to be sleeping. When it's all backwards, we are actually sleeping in this life, and we're woken up when we die. It would be very sad to realize that you were given every possible chance in this life to follow Allah and act correctly, and you chose not to do it, either because you were lazy or because you openly denied it. Shaitan's promises, luxuries, and comforts stop the moment you die. And afterwards, all you have is an eternal life full of torment, darkness, loneliness. Iblis himself will wash his hands in hell and will tell you that at the end, he had nothing to do with you. That at the end, you fooled yourself into his lies because you were so happy with your life and with your material possessions. You were so happy in your state of sleepiness that you decided to remain in that state. When Allah himself has given you every tool in this universe to help you and lead you in the correct path. Let's make this life one, a path of rectification, one of reflection, perseverance, and enlightenment. Let's be patient with one another and make sure that whenever we go, we can identify what comes from Allah and what is not. And let's give importance to the moments which we can share good memories with our brothers and sisters. Let's find virtues instead of defects and common grounds instead of differences. We might be deceived into thinking that we are so different just because we come from different countries or speak different languages, when in fact, we're very similar to one another. And just like this, after the Day of Judgment, we might share the same heaven, but we have to help ourselves and look after each other here.